Speaking at a rally alongside leaders from nearly a dozen national labor unions, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to bring the Social Security Fairness Act to a vote before it expires at the end of the year.
I am here to tell you the Senate is going to take action on the Social Security. You're going to find out which senators are with you and which are against you. I got my Democrats lined up to support it. I want you to work. We need 15 Republicans. Let's get them. And we're going to have the vote.
The bill, which passed the House in a 327-75 vote with broad bipartisan support, would repeal provisions reducing Social Security benefits for public sector retirees and their families. The legislation targets the windfall elimination provision, which reduces Social Security benefits for those who hadn't paid into the system for part of their careers, as well as the government pension offset, a law that reduces Social Security benefits for spouses and widows of people who receive non-covered pensions. The two laws together reduce the Social Security benefits received by millions of retirees. Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger of Virginia co-authored and introduced the House version of the bill.
I had a woman tell me the story about how she was impacted upon the death of her husband, how she was impacted by these provisions, how she saw her retirement shrink upon losing the love of her life because they had both chosen a life of service. And I honestly thought, surely this woman is mistaken. Surely this woman has misunderstood. And I looked into it, and she hadn't.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts praised the assembled labor and union workers who had advocated for the change.
Without the firefighters, without the teachers, without the nurses, without every government employee who fights for this, we'd be nowhere. And people who need that money would not have it. But because you stood up for yourselves, you stood up for your brothers, you stood up for your sisters, we're going to make change all across this country. Yes. Fair is fair, and we're going to get this done.
Though the costs of the bill and reduced funding, estimated at $190 billion over a decade, do raise concerns among some, supporters argue it's essential for fairness. If approved, the changes would take effect in 2024. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.